What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I will share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Now, right now, I'm doing a series on pillars. This is the last week of it. What is a pillar? A pillar is like a foundation. It's the things, okay, the core essential components that hold something together. Now, in our world, in our culture right now, you have a lot of men's groups right now, which is fantastic. Focus on like being a four-pillar man. I'm in a group, Rise of Kings. It's important and critical. And these are typically faith, family, fitness, finance, some sort of basically incorporating those. Now, when I think about the Shout family, we have six pillars that I talk about with my kiddos, and they are faith, family, finance, fitness. So those four, and then freedom and fun. Last week, we talked about freedom, and today I want to talk about fun. Now, freedom and fun can both kind of fall under almost the finance pillar, because if we want to be good stewards of our time, resources, money, et cetera, the hope is that you create freedom and you create fun. But as I shared with, freedom is a little bit different than finances, and then fun is also different. Now, I'm going to break this down into four components. That is, what is fun? Why does it matter? What's a story? And what's a practical implementation? But right out the gate, I want to share this with you because I think for the most part, authenticity and being real is important. Obviously, it's important. But what I mean is, I'm here in my office recording a podcast about fun. We moved our family meeting that we're going to have tonight from 5 to 6 o'clock, from 8 to 9 or 9 to 10, right? We're fitting it in, right? The kids have sports and youth group and all this stuff. So it's a struggle to fit in it. And so I could walk in here and be so irritated because I just recorded the last two podcasts and I'm feeling good. I'm excited about what I'm talking about. And I get a text from my son. I'm sharing this because it plays a role in the fun. He's pissed that we moved the time because he was supposed to go do something. He wanted to go to the skate park. And so it's like, sorry, buddy, there's seven of us all jockeying, working together to find this moment. We switched it from 9 to 10 because it was too late. We were really squeezing it in because we found a window of 5 to 6. And finally got to the point where I'm not going to justify this to you. I'm sorry that this messes with your schedule and that I didn't tell you, but we just made this decision an hour or so ago. Okay, and now I know you had a plan, but it is what it is. Now, why I bring this up is because as dads and moms, but this is for dads, so moms, go find your own podcast. There are so many things that come up in the day. Question, freaking overload sometimes. And is everyone always going to be happy? Freaking no way. And I bring it up and I'm glad it happened just now because I want to talk about fun with you, but it's so easy for me to get on here and or post an Instagram photo and be like, oh, check it out. We're at the gym or, oh, we're at the beach or, oh, we're riding bikes or we're skateboarding or whatever. But in the course of any given day, I'm going to get asked so many things, such as, Dad, can somebody stay the night tonight? We don't do that on Wednesdays. Why? I mean, it just, there's always something that is going to come up that can throw off your opportunity. And here's the thing, I'm not a sweets guy. You know, I mean, well, I love sweets, but right now I'm not doing a lot of sweets. And so I was like, hey, let's make the family meeting fun tonight. This is so good. Okay. I told my wife, I want to make the family meeting fun tonight. So I was going to go get stuff to make banana splits because the kids would never expect me to do that. And she's like, oh, well, I'm going to the store. I don't mind getting it for you. I'm like, as long as it feels like it's still genuinely me doing it. And we traded and I'm picking up a kid from soccer, which I have to leave for in 11 minutes or track. And so in my moment of like, I could just be like, damn, my son's being such a D-bag about this thing and just say, screw it. I'm not going to do the banana split or I'm going to show up taking this all personal or whatever. He's 14. He's figuring it out. And frankly, I had a great podcast yesterday with Stephen Meeks. It's not out yet, but it's on Rite of Passages. And I would highly recommend it. And his book is called Save the Boys. And as I'm seeing my son just think of himself, I'm like, he's 14. Like, that's my job, is to help him over time, not just think of himself. So this is all part of it, right? This is all part of the gift of me learning how to be controlled myself and him learning over time how not to be selfish and only think of himself and think, oh yeah, this does make sense for everybody, for it to be this time I'm willing to change, which he just, you know, she's a 14-year-old boy. And so beautiful, because what Stephen Meeks said, he's 65. Guys, we need sages in our life. He said, boys take, men give. Oh, So even in my friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. That moment where I want to be triggered and I want to yell at my son or be like, you're such a selfish, you're being selfish. In it, I can go, I can see my role here and I can see he hasn't figured out his role yet. So I can call him on it. I can coach him. I can work with him. Obviously, I didn't cave or whatever. Okay. So then coming to the fun part. So I wanted to do something fun in an hour and I have the choice to be like, screw it. Family meetings canceled. We're not having it. And there have been times I'm sure I've done it. I'm sure I've canceled it. My point is fun. Okay. Now I want to ask this question. Okay. So I think I kind of beat that horse dead. You understand what I'm saying. Stuff will come up, but we have the choice to continue on to pursue fun in our home. Now, I don't think we need to be fun all the time, but here's the question I really want to ask you. Is there joy? Is there enjoyment? This is your life. And then do you laugh as a family? Like, is there laughter in your home? Do you hear laughter? This is a pretty special question. Why does this matter? This should be the easiest one of the pillars. It should be the easiest one, and it costs you nothing, and it gives you everything. Have you created an atmosphere in your home where people can let their guard down and laugh and smile and feel safe and feel connected? I mean, when you laugh with somebody, like really laugh with somebody, not at somebody, there's a connection of those things of safe. I'm safe with you. I trust you to hear my laugh, to see me vulnerable. Is there enjoyment and laughter in your home? We're at a really fun stage. I mean, you know me, I like to be silly. So some stories, going back to my son, he's like, you know, freshman in high school, the D's nuts jokes, they're not happening quite as much, but they were happening this summer and just kills me. Like he just does stuff that just kills me. It's so funny. And I'll be laughing at the dinner table and my wife will be looking at me like, yo, this isn't funny, but it just kills me. Another fun thing in our home right now is the twins are 14, then a 15-year-old and almost a 17-year-old. And then we have an 11-year-old and it's fun to watch. She's in fifth grade homeschool, but it's fun to see her try. She has 14 siblings, right? So she's learning new things or she'll hear us talking about something and she'll be like, wait, what's that? And then you'll see her try to interject something funny. And we're never laughing. Well, we're rarely laughing at her, but it is so funny to see her interact with teenagers and have this space to like, she said something off color the other day and I'm wishing I could remember it. But she like, we're at the dinner table and she threw something out there to kind of like see how it landed. And we all just looked at each other like, oh my gosh, I wish I remembered it. It was freaking priceless. Another thing now with the teenagers is for fun is like starting to send these group texts and be funny. I mean, I even switched my phone from the Google phone I loved to an Apple phone so I could participate more in the connection of fun with the family. Now, here's some practical things. Okay, some very practical things. How can you implement fun in your home? How do you wake up your kids in the morning? How do you wake them up? Is it you flip on the light and you get up, get out of bed, it's time? Or do you go over, tickle them, shake them, scare them? When my kids were little, like not too little where this is mean, but you know, when they wake up and they're like groggy, I'd be like, wake up, it's Christmas, Santa came, or it's Easter or whatever, just to see if I could get them to not realize, you know, because in their tired state, if I could get them up. So how do you wake up your kids? What does your morning look like? What does breakfast look like? Is there a, let me rub your shoulders for a minute, or let me tickle you, or let me, you know, sometimes I love to steal my kids' silverware. So like if my kid's making something and has like a bowl and a spoon, or something on, and I'll just take the spoon and then just watch them look around for it. Or we'll just talk and hang out or connect for a moment. What does bedtime look like? I mean, thinking about the butterfly kisses, the nose kisses, the cheek kisses, the tickling. I mean, just the other night, and I can't get away with this often with my 15-year-old, but it was the right moment. I went in and I was saying goodnight to her and giving her a kiss, and I tickled her, and I saw that in her face, she was okay with, like, she's not my long hugger. Okay, to give you an idea, there was just this deep laughter and just looking in her eyes, it like reminded me of her being 5 or 6 and she's 15 and she's still okay with that. It's like, how are you putting your kid to bed? You know, she's going to bed now thinking about her dad. And I know this is about fun, but that's not her just hearing me and Sarah fight, or dad's pissed about something, or mom's pissed about something, or go to bed without a good night. Or fun is like enjoyment. Is there safety? Is she falling asleep feeling like there's peace and stability and safety in this home? What do the car rides look like? What is it like? I mean, I remember when I would take my kids to school for a long time, I would play the same song in the morning to be so obnoxious. It was Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. There's different things you can do in different seasons, but the question is, are you too caught up in yourself, or are you open to the moment? Are you open to entering into having some fun in the moment that's there? And here's my final question for you, my friend. Is there laughter in your home? And if there's not laughter in your home, what do you got to do to change that? And I'm not saying every second needs to be, life is messy. I get it. But you could be broke. You can be behind on bills. Work can be tough. Marriage can be strenuous. These things are all going to happen all the time. Doesn't mean that you cannot just give yourself a break and have fun with your kids. This is a season, a short season that you have. Especially, you know, if you really think about where you can really have fun from like 3 to 13. I mean, I'm having fun with my teenagers. Is there laughter in your home? If not, what do you got to do about it? Ugh. My friends, if you find this valuable, please write a review. It really helps spread the word that fatherhood matters. If you want to go back, we did 6 pillars. This was the 6th pillar. I'm going to start something new next week. My dudes, remember who you are. You're a father and that matters. You matter together. Let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact. That is, we have so much impact. And we create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood, like going after this. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.